דניאל 9:25-26. ותדע ותשכל מן מוצא דבר להשיב, ולבנות ירושלים עד משיח נגיד, 77 ו-62 תשוב, ונבנתה רחוב וחרוץ ובצוק העיתים. ואחרי ה-70-62 ייקרת משיח ואין לו. והעיר והקודש ישחית עם, נגיד הבא וקיצו בשטף ועד קץ מלחמה נחרצת שוממות. דניאל clearly states here when the Messiah will come, and in verse 26 states when the Messiah will die, or when the Messiah will be gone. He uses the word yikaret, like a tree being chopped off. He says, after this time, the Messiah, the anointed one, will be cut off, and he was gone. And the sanctuary will be destroyed, and there will be a great war. And in Luke 23:33-34, he says that when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they'd crucify Jesus. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Meaning, he was crucified on a wood. In verse 26, they use the word yikaret, which talks about a tree being cut off. So Jesus knew to ask forgiveness from God, from his father, to the Jews' deeds of killing him. And in Book of Daniel, it states how long all this will take. Daniel states that we should start counting from the day the Persian leaders restores the Jews and tells them, go rebuild your temple. This is the beginning point of where we need to start counting when the Messiah will come and when he will die. Daniel existed around 550 BC. The Persian leader Cyrus decided to return the Jews around 465 BC. And according to the calculation, 69 weeks of years makes it 476 years from that time the Messiah will die. Jesus, who took upon himself to be the Messiah and stated he was the Messiah, knew of the book of Daniel and its predictions. And when Jesus came to Jerusalem, Jesus knew, according to the book of Daniel, that the prophecy existed and Messiah would die soon. Jesus, who took it upon himself to be the Messiah and declared to the world he was the Messiah, knew by that calculation that coming to Jerusalem would be coming to seek his death, and the death of him correlates with the calculation of Daniel and the prophecy of the death of the Messiah.